Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new conventional affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to be bringing Mark Gancos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider audience in the American South. That will supplement some of the other things we're trying to do with conventional radio acquisitions and affiliates, as well as with the international shortwave broadcasts and what we're doing on the World Wide Web, both in regard to live broadcasting as well as bringing these archives up to speed, which our guys are still working on, getting all of that restored so that people can go back and review some of these shows, listen to ones they have not heard live up to this particular time. And once that archive is completely restored, that will be a repository of information, not simply with this show on RBN, but on all the other shows in regard to the guests and the topics. And later browsers on the World Wide Web will have an opportunity again to avail themselves of those topics and situations and guests that they are most interested in. That's what we are working on in the days ahead. And, of course, you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at 1-800-724-2719 or giving us a jingle at the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You know, I want to encourage our last caller, Bob, to get back with me either or to stay on the line perhaps today or to get back to me later in the show or tomorrow in regard to this whole subject of money supply. But I thought I would go ahead now and introduce our guest, Bill Barnwell, who was formerly the head of the Boston Republican Party. Bill has a very fascinating archive of articles at lourockwell.com. I will at some point be posting these, both in the RBN archive as well as with Breaking All the Rules News, with a direct URL link to lourockwell.com when it comes to Bill's articles. And suffice it to say that Bill Barnwell, to make a very long story short, and we hope to get into the longer version of the story as we chat this morning, Bill jettisoned the Republican Party up in Boston, and I am sure has had some very good reasons in his own mind for doing so. And I mentioned that I jettisoned the Republican Party in 1996, finally deciding after quite a number of years as a Republican that my own, at least in my own personal assessment of it, it was an absolutely hopeless situation as far as the Republican Party actually addressing the issues that were in its platform. The issues that it had led people like me to believe were important to the hearts of all Republicans, but it is not necessarily the case, folks, as we start looking, of course, at the performance of the Republican Party in everything from international conflicts to illegal immigration to national debt to trade deficits to the destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy. The list just goes on and on. And I want to see what Bill Barnwell has to say about this in his own assessment. How are you, Bill?
Oh, for an old man of 88, I'm not too bad.
Well, I understand.
My name is Barnstead, B-A-R-N-S-T-E-A-D.
Yes.
In 1974, when I took on the chairmanship of the Republican State Committee here, not that I was surprised, but a little bit bothered. One of the first Sunday that I was home, after I became chairman, I was had a telephone call that said, Bill, I want to be a judge. How much do I pay and who do I pay it to? You know, typically, if I was in the business to make some money, I would say, pay it to me and I'll take care of you. But I didn't do that. And I'm sick and tired of the whole damn thing. And I see all I see left to go is impeachment or at least recall for the whole damn bunch of them.
Well, I tell you, Bill, it's a pretty succinct argument for what I personally believe on this subject. And when we come back from the commercial break, I want to take that theme up with you. This is Mark Gancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. After the commercial break, I want to talk about impeachment and some other ideas that Bill Barnwell brings to the table. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in this current segment of the show by Bill Barnwell, formerly the head of the Boston Republican Party. Bill, you were talking about what obviously is a great deal of justifiable cynicism about the entire political system, both in Boston and Massachusetts, as well as around the rest of the country, and speaking about potentially the need to impeach an awful lot of people. Let me ask you a very leading question. I have had several guests on this show, including Dr. Chalmers Johnson, who used to work for the CIA in their national intelligence estimates procedures back in the late 60s and early 70s. And, of course, he's been a tenured professor of Asian studies and political science at the University of California for over 30 years. He openly talked on this show, not at great length, but very candidly, about the need to begin with impeaching the president. What's your feeling about that?
Anytime you want to start it, it's a big problem. I researched some, but, you know, first of all, I want to tell you, I'm mainly interested in the business of building sterilizers to improve our hospital situation. It's a part-time business. I'm not a professional politician, and I don't know how to go about all these things, but come all the way down to this point. Recall is the best way the citizens can take care of themselves and impeach their congressmen and their, not impeach, but recall all their congressmen. It's impossible because they all have their own Persian blanket, and all their untruths are in under that blanket, and I won't squeal on you if you don't squeal on me. When Tip O'Neill came to me in 1978 when I was running against him, and the first time he was opposed for 14 years, he says, Bill, what do you want? You could practically have anything you want. I said, Tip, you and I got some problems. You know what it is? I'm looking for good government. That's the end of the conversation. 1978. True story. Yes.
Well, and there you have it, essentially. I mean, I look, and I've said it before on this show, I look at the present situation in the United States as it relates to an epidemic of political corruption in both of the major political parties.
Worse than Iraq. We are worse than Iraq. The only thing they don't do here is cut the head off. Everything else happens. I know. Yeah. I try to get to the Boston, to Washington on the teleport at night, and they take about 15 minutes to get that one minute conversation. It costs you $100 to talk about 1 minute.
Yes. Well, you know, you look at Iraq, for example, when Dr. Richard Cummings was on this show, he was talking about this piece that he has written on the Lockheed Corporation's activities in Iraq, not simply in Iraq, but in terms of the policy decisions that were made leading up to the war, as well as in the methodology that was used in the pursuit of the war after we first intervened. That piece, as I recall, it was entitled Lockheed Barrels and Two Smoking Guns or something to that effect. Then you've got a situation clearly where Halliburton and its subsidiary, Kellogg.
That's a good one. The Halliburton, a great one. Oh, man. When I used to wonder back then, oh, it's all about oil. I guess it was about all oil. They're getting caught out in the open. This goes all back to 1915 when the Rockefellers and that group, some of the original Bush family, all got together, and they were the largest stockholders in AMCO, and AMCO was owned by Santa Rosa, New Jersey. What a mess. The whole thing is, look at it, it goes all the way back to 1500. The Habsburg group took over the country and held the country under having the world for 700 years. And now we're going to go through the same damn thing. If we don't get stopped to close the borders down in Mexico, we'll be swamped with people. We've got one hell of a mess.
Well, let's take a look at this for a minute. Now, I had a caller on the line a few minutes ago, Bob from Texas, who was doing a good job of talking about the historic corruptions and the present corruptions of the central banking system, and specifically talking about the Federal Reserve Board and the inflation and contraction of money supply. And it seems to me that when you look at this whole issue of central banking, and of course you took us back here, Bill, to the whole issue of the Rockefellers and the Habsburgs.
Oh, man, what a mess. It isn't the problems that we do have. It's a problem we don't even know we have yet. The trillions of dollars of debt, we'll never pay them off. And the country will have one alternative, go bankrupt. I'm telling you, we are terribly involved in owing our country to China and other people. And I say this, the United States of America should not be for sale, and it has been for a long time. George Bush W. has been sought to it. He sold it. I don't want to talk about it. It makes me sick.
Well, in terms of what you see going on up there in Massachusetts, I don't know if you maintain your conversations with people who are still in the Republican Party, but see, as I look at this whole thing, and examine, even on a cursory basis, the whole issue of central bankers. Then you throw in there something that you've already mentioned this morning, which is defense contractors. Richard Cummings has talked about this as far as Lockheed. There's been plenty of public information out there about Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root. I came across one the other day based in McLean, Virginia, that a leading economics publication indicates is perhaps an even more influential defense contractor in Iraq than Halliburton. And that's a group, as I'm remembering this, that was entitled the Science Applications International Corporation, I believe, SAIC, based in McLean, Virginia. And when I started to look at the amount of money that these public sources indicate are involved in all of this. There you've got banking. There you've got defense contractors. We've clearly, touched upon at least peripherally the obvious players in terms of the oil and natural gas consortiums. What role do you think Israel plays in all of this.
I wonder, it's a silent elephant in the parlor. No one wants to talk about the problem. You know, I thought the beginning years ago, I wrote a letter to George Bush saying that the Near East problem is a problem of, it's a holy war. And George Bush thinks he's somebody else other than himself, Jesus Christ by name, that he's going to run the whole thing. He cannot do it. It's been going on for 2,000 years. It'll be easier to solve the earth warming than it will be to solve the problem of the Near East.
Well, yes, and it seems that to me between the obvious international financial interests that we've already mentioned on the show that are involved in this, again, central bankers, oil companies, defense contractors, we then get into this whole issue, and I've seen it in a couple of your articles for Lou Rockwell, where you've talked about some of this stuff. You've made reference, at least in one story that you've written, to the so-called troubling worldview of the rapture-ready Christian. What is your view of that? This whole business of the rapture-ready Christian. Do you believe that the religious right is in some respects a threat to a saner foreign policy in that region of the world?
Our basic problem with everything is that we lack in truth in all our politics, and it falls upon the whole damn. Let me a little. I have to read this one. Truth is a radically simple way to solve most of our problems, and damn it, none of them will use truth. The problem is, basically, I said it before, you don't squeal on me, and I won't squeal on you, and we're all rotten, a whole bunch of us. And Congressman, I'm waiting to see one who can stand above and say, I am not guilty. There's not one that can say it. If they could, they should do what they should do right now is run for president. Our religion, I don't get locked in religion. You can pick what you want to think about the whole thing, but they basically talked about the truth in the interest of mankind, not of self-interest. And self-interest is the only damn thing that runs Washington, D.C. Total self-interest.
Well, clearly that's the case, but again, I have found that as I have examined some of these topics on the air with a variety of people who have either been inside or outside of the major party political structure and who have had something to say on these topics, either in the formats of radio or in regard to the type of online journalism that you've done with Lou Rockwell in the past, what do you see as a solution or a series of possible solutions that would move us in the direction of some improvement? Or is this thing so out of control?
It's out of control. I think that we must all start telling the truth and not in self-interest. It must be in the interest of mankind, generally speaking, your mother and your father and your sister and your brother and all your friends. Be truthful about the whole damn thing from the baseline all the way up to the President of the United States. And he doesn't know how the hell, he will know the truth from a damn lie. He's either ignorant or insane or I don't know what the hell's wrong with him.
Well, who knows? I mean, that's a topic I have even seen debated by a couple of psychotherapists online, and that's, something that is certainly beyond my expertise. But as you look at this whole thing, are we truly at a point where the political and economic and cultural situation that we face is so far gone that any trust in our institutions is simply broken down completely, and we have yet to find an alternative?
I mean, it's awful close to being broken down. Unless we substantially change the head man of this country in 2008, we're in trouble. I would say 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, my God, are we going to be in trouble? Because we must start telling the truth. Please,
clearly that's the case. But in terms of an alternative to George Bush, when I look at the people that are out there in both of the major political parties, with the singular exception of Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas,
he's worth consideration. I've studied him a little bit. I'm no expert. I'm lots of room for improvement with me. I just want to wake people up to the fact. Get off their back and start thinking about it.
Well, we'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're chatting in these next few minutes with Bill Barnstead, formerly of the Republican Party up in Boston. I want to keep Bill on for maybe at least another 6 or 7 minutes in this segment, and then maybe get back to an earlier caller that I had from Texas talking about the Federal Reserve System. I also wanted to mention tomorrow that Jeannie Chansey will be on this show, Ladies Against Feminism, from 7 to 7:45 or 8 o'clock in the morning Central Standard Time. Nahla Al-Aryan will be on this show probably around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning Central Standard Time onward, talking about some of the issues that pertain to her husband's well-publicized legal case in regard to his activities in the past on behalf of Palestinian and Islamic causes that have created a great deal of legal trouble for him. He was a past professor at a university in South Florida. And I want to examine that story tomorrow, not simply in terms of the implications that it presents for American foreign policy in the Middle East and the American domestic political scene, but also, more importantly, what it means for constitutional rights. There have been a series of articles published by people like Jacob Hornberger, the Future Freedom Foundation, who's been on this show, and also Paul Craig Roberts, who has written quite eloquently, I think, about the real threats that are posed by the creation of things in the last 5 or 6 years alone that have been applied to American citizens that do not meet a constitutional yardstick. And when they're applied to people of Middle Eastern origin, the public tends not to notice. But I think that there's a suggestion here that not only are we dealing with a potential for injustice when it comes to Americans with Middle Eastern backgrounds being subjected to things that don't meet a constitutional litmus test, but the potential is quite clearly there for this whole thing to be extended to American citizens who are not of Middle Eastern extraction and who may hold political views, left, right, or center, that don't meet with the orthodoxy of the prevailing establishment in the country. So that will be Nahla al-Aryan tomorrow from 8 a.m. onward Central Standard Time on this show. And back to Bill Barnstead. Bill, we were talking about Ron Paul a little bit. Let me give you my take on this in regard to the way I see the present American political structure. I think we're right back to where my earlier caller, Bob, was coming from in regard to some of his observations, not just about the banking system, but about the political system in its entirety. We've gotten completely away, it seems to me, from anything related to the original intent of the the people who penned the Constitution of this country and the founding fathers.
100% removed from our Constitution. 100%. Honest to goodness. And Ron Paul or anybody else who's honestly would have a hell of a job to overcome the amount of money. Let me tell you what my problem is. I am not a professional politician. I've turned down the opportunity to take advantage. All I do is walk down to Washington with certain congressmen with a $10,000 check and have what I wanted. But my main reason being involved here is there was 4 or 5 competitors. One went to Mexico, one was back in Israel, one went to Sweden, one went bankrupt, and us. And I'm fighting like hell to keep the damn thing alive. And I have 2 or 3 patents. If they were applied to our health care problem, right, would solve some of the problem. And I better be quiet because it looks like I'm a hungry guy trying to take advantage of politics. I am not. Damn it, I am not.
Yes. Well, and this this is a situation, it seems to me, where the phenomenon of the professional politician is very much linked up to what has happened in this entire circumstance. And I would be the first to tell you, and I mean no disrespect whatsoever to Congressman Ron Paul, who I think is a fantastic guy, but I don't think he has a chance of showing significantly in the Republican presidential primaries next year. I hope I'm wrong in that regard. He's certainly the person I
would... Don't tell enough lies to get anywhere. You got to be a lion instead of a bee.
Well, yeah, and those lies, in turn, are related to corporate America and to central banking and to foreign political lobbies that have, of which the Israeli lobby is simply one, that have had...
Oh, boy. It's a big one. There's always one present, and a major decision is being made. I won't say any more about that. I keep the rest of it myself.
Yes. Well, listen, Bill, I really wanted to thank you for coming on Mark Dankoff's America. We hope to expand our outreach both with the Republic Broadcasting Network as far as the World Wide Web is concerned, and we've got our international shortwave program going, and then we've picked up some conventional affiliates. Maybe sometime this show will turn up in Boston. Who knows? I tend to doubt it because I would suspect that the 50,000-watt affiliates up there in the northeastern part of the country would probably be less hospitable toward us than they would be in the South or in the American Southwest. But who knows? We'll see what happens.
God help America.
Yes. Hey, thank you for being on, Bill. God bless you. That was Bill Barnstead, formerly of the Boston Republican Party, talking to us about some of his observations in regard to the present-day American political scene. And you know, the thing that comes up to me constantly as I talk to people who come on this show is that there is a dawning sense across the political spectrum that something is wrong, but people are grasping at straws, it seems to me, in terms of knowing precisely what to do about it. I think my caller Bob this morning is onto something in regard to non-participation in a series of things that have nothing to do with the Constitution or with Scripture. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're certainly invited to support RBN to the extent that you are able to do so. You can contact us at rbnlive.com or also at republicbroadcasting.org. Either one of those URLs will get you to where you need to be. That's rbnlive.com or republicbroadcasting.org. We need your help and we need your support on an ongoing basis to continue the kinds of things I'm doing on this show and that Mike Piper and some of the other folks associated with RBN are also doing on this network. And again, I wanted to put in yet another plug for Dr. Hesham Talawi's show, which is going to be on beginning this Saturday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network and also broadcasting at 50/50 on the shortwave. That's Dr. Hesham Talawi of CurrentIssues.tv. I was on his online television show a couple of weeks ago talking about Christian Zionism, It's a 56-minute interview that you can see on the World Wide Web through currentissues.tv, which I understand has some sort of a hookup with Google, whereby that entire interview that Dr. Talawi conducted with me can be seen. But you can have Dr. Hesham Talawi as well on this network on an ongoing basis, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on Saturdays, and that in conjunction with Michael Collins Piper and the other fine hosts of the shows on RBN is well worth your time as well as your support. So if you would like to support this network and what the individual hosts are doing, get to us at republicbroadcasting.org, rbnlive.com, or give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. I've started working my way through Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. You can obtain that directly from the Republic Broadcasting Network for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by utilizing those same contact points, republicbroadcasting.org, rbnlive.com, or at 1-800-724-2719. If you have a question or a comment for me today, you can give me a buzz at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. If Bob should call me back from Texas, I wanted to ask him a couple of follow-up questions in regard to his perceptions of the Federal Reserve Board and where he thinks this whole thing is going in regard to the wisdom of pulling out of participation in things that are involved in all of our lives that make us a part of the problem rather than a part of the solution. You know, I'm still wrestling with that. In terms of the way I order my life and the decisions that I make and the various things that are going on in my world, I suggest that Bob has put us onto something here in regard to at least looking at that as an issue in regard to the things that go on in this country as they relate to your situation and to mine. You know, we've got a number of very interesting international stories that I want to get back to this morning. I had made reference to a story at IranFocus.com that I found to be very, very significant. A Kurdish group called PEJAK, P-E-J-A-K, has been involved, allegedly, in stirring up some fighting with the Iranian authorities in Iranian West Azerbaijan. My old friend Dr. Kaveh Farouk at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, who is a Persian scholar of worldwide renown, is also an expert in this whole business of who's behind some of these ethnic groups that keep cropping up, that are involved in regional and sectarian separatisms, both in Iran and throughout the Middle East. Dr. Kaveh Farouk sends me a note today, as of just a little while ago, confirming that this Kurdish group PEJAK, P-E-J-A-K, is working with Israel, Britain, the United States, and the Turkish government, and that all of these forces are involved in what is going on in this newly reported fighting in West Azerbaijan. Now, again, to go back to that story, from Tehran on the 1st of March today, clashes erupted in northwest Iran between security forces and rebels, leaving more than 20 people dead, state media reported. At least 17 rebels were killed in the clashes in West Azerbaijan province near the border with Turkey. Local Revolutionary Guards Commander Colonel Jalil Babazadeh told the official news agency IRNA that four members of the security forces were also killed. The reports did not clarify when the clashes took place or which group the rebels belonged to. However, the Kurdish group PEJAK, P-E-J-A-K, has engaged in armed activity against the government in recent months. On Saturday, the Revolutionary Guards announced that they had killed another 17 rebels in the region. Now, we've already looked at that story today. Dr. Kaveh Farouk from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver confirms who it is that this Kurdish group PEJAK is working with on the Iranian side of the border in West Azerbaijan. But there's something that's even more fascinating now that crops up in regard to these reports, and that is that if you turn to antiwar.com today, you'll see something that is especially significant, I think, in regard to understanding the dangers involved in this whole business going on in West Azerbaijan. If you go to antiwar.com, you will discover that there is something that is posted there from Yahoo that indicates that Iran is now threatening to pursue Kurdish rebels inside Iraq. Kind of see what the game is, folks? This is a byline coming to us from Tehran, and from what appears to be the French AFP news agency, indicating that Iran's Revolutionary Guards will pursue Kurdish rebels inside Iraq's borders if Baghdad fails to expel them from border zones, the head of the elite force warned on Wednesday. Isn't that interesting stuff? You go ahead and read this story. According to the Iranian Mehr news agency, there is a head of an Iranian elite force of Revolutionary Guards entitled Yahya Rahim Safavi, who is quoted as following, quote, "I warn the Kurdish movements of Iraq and Iranian anti-revolutionary armed rebels linked to foreigners that the Iraqi government must expel them from the region. Otherwise, the Revolutionary Guards of Iran will view it as its right to chase and neutralize them beyond borders to defend its own security and that of the Iranian people," he said. Safavi was speaking at the funeral for 14 Iranian military personnel killed in a helicopter crash last week during an operation against rebels close to the Turkish border in West Azerbaijan province. Quote, "The United States and the Zionists seek to incite insecurity in Iran by allocating millions of dollars, equipping and financing satellite televisions, and buying arms for these groups," Safavi added. Iran accuses the United States and Britain of seeking to stir violence in its rested border provinces inhabited by ethnic minorities of Azeris, Sunni Arabs, Kurds, and Baluch. The Guards chief called on Kurds and Azeris in border areas to cooperate with armed forces to, quote, annihilate anti-Islamic rebels, unquote, adding that, quote, more than 30 rebels were killed, unquote, in the recent operations in the area. Iran said on Tuesday it had killed three local chiefs of a Kurdish rebel group, PEJAK, P-E-J-A-K, there it is again, which claimed shooting down the helicopter and killing 20 soldiers and senior officers. This group, this Kurdish rebel group, PEJAK, P-E-J-A-K, is linked to Turkey's outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Folks, you can see this whole thing coming, can't you? This is an earlier post that has now been followed by the Iran-focused story today coming out of Tehran, that there, in fact, has been another clash between the PEJAK forces and Iranian security forces in West Azerbaijan that suggest very strongly that something is going on, and that that something that is going on is clearly the involvement of outside foreign intelligence agencies in this sectarian and tribal strife, and that this is being centrally directed undoubtedly from at least four or five different world capitals. Keep an eye on that, folks, because it should suggest the very strong possibility of something that we've been predicting at Mark Dankoff's America for a long time on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that is that a false flag operation is going to be a very important ingredient in potentially dropping the match in the dry field that ends up in a wider regional conflict, both with Iran as well as potentially the entire Islamic world. This whole notion that we can contain what we're doing in Palestine and in Iraq and potentially in Iran is, I think, a very dangerous notion to anyone who knows anything at all about the Middle East or has lived or traveled in that part of the world. This is a conflagration that is coming. It's absolutely incendiary, and it seems to me that those of us in the West who fail to understand this are playing with absolute nitroglycerin in regard to the dangers that this presents to world peace and, frankly, to the national security of both the United States and Western Europe. Let's do a lot of praying in the days that are ahead. U.S. commanders admit we face a Vietnam-style collapse. This is something coming to us today from The Guardian. This is Simon Tisdall's post with The Guardian UK in London. Elite officers in Iraq fear low morale, lack of troops, and loss of political will. And as you get into this story that Simon Tisdall has posted today at The Guardian, it quite clearly is absolutely ominous in terms of drawing an even closer parallel to the tragedy in Southeast Asia a generation or two ago to presently what is going on in Central Asia and in Iraq specifically. And according to Simon, an elite team of officers advising the U.S. commander, General David Petraeus, in Baghdad, has concluded that they have 6 months to win the war in Iraq, or face a Vietnam-style collapse in political and public support that could force the military into a hasty retreat. The officers, combat veterans who are experts in counterinsurgency, are charged with implementing the, quote, new way forward, unquote, strategy announced by George Bush on January 10th. The plan includes a controversial surge of 21,500 additional American troops to establish security in the Iraqi capital and also in Anbar province. But the team, known as the Baghdad Brains Trust, quote-unquote, and ensconced in the heavily fortified Green Zone, is struggling to overcome a range of entrenched problems in what has become a race against time, according to a former senior administration official familiar with their deliberations. Quote, they know they are operating under a clock. They know they are going to hear a lot more talk in Washington about Plan B by the autumn, meaning withdrawal. They know the next six-month period is their opportunity, and they say it's getting harder every day, unquote, he said. By improving security, the plan's short-term aim is to create time and space for the Iraqi government to bring rival Shia, Sunni, and Kurd factions together in a process of national reconciliation, American officials say. If that works within the stipulated time frame, longer-term schemes for rebuilding Iraq under the so-called go-long strategy will be set in motion. But the next 6 months are make or break for the U.S. military and the Iraqi government. This, of course, is Simon Tisdall talking at the UK Guardian today. The main obstacles confronting General Petraeus's team are, one, insufficient troops on the ground, two, a disintegrating international coalition, three, an anticipated increase in violence in the south as the British leave, four, morale problems as casualties rise, five, a failure of political will in Washington and or Baghdad. The former official said, the scene is very tense. They are working around the clock, endless cups of tea with the Iraqis, but they're still trying to figure out what's the plan. The president is expecting progress, but they're thinking, what does he mean? The plan is changing every minute, is all plans do, unquote. The team is an unusual mix of combat experience and academic achievement. It includes Colonel Peter Mansour, a former armored division commander with a Ph.D. in the history of infantry, Colonel H.R. McMaster, the author of a well-known critique of Vietnam and a seasoned counterinsurgency operations chief, Lieutenant Colonel David Kilcullen, a seconded Australian officer and expert on Islamicism, and Colonel Michael Meese, son of the former U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese, who was a member of the ill-fated Iraq Study Group. Their biggest headache was insufficient troops on the ground, despite the increase ordered by President Bush, the former official said, quote, we don't even have the numbers for the counterinsurgency job, even with the surge taken into consideration. The word surge is a misnomer. Strategically, tactically, it's not a surge, an American officer said. According to the U.S. military's revised counterinsurgency field manual, FM 321, written by General Petraeus, the optimum troop-to-task ratio for Baghdad requires 120,000 U.S. and allied troops in the city alone. Current totals, even including often unreliable Iraqi units, fall short, and the deficit is even greater in conflict areas around Baghdad. Quote, additional troops are essential if we are to win, unquote, said Lieutenant Colonel John Nagel, co-author of the manual, in an address at the U.S. Naval Institute in San Diego last month. One soldier for every 50 civilians in the most intense conflict areas was key to successful counterinsurgency work. Compounding the manpower problems is an apparently insurmountable shortage of civilian volunteers from the Pentagon, State Department, and Treasury. They are needed to staff the additional provincial reconstruction teams and other aid projects promised by Mr. Bush. The cut in British troops in southern Iraq, coupled with the actual or anticipated departure of other allies, has heightened the Petraeus team's worries that the international coalition is disintegrating, quote-unquote, even as the United States strives to regain the initiative in Iraq, the former official said. Increased violence in the south is expected, caused in part by the displacement of Shia militias forced out of Baghdad by the U.S. crackdown. American and Iraq forces entered the militant Shia stronghold of Sadr City on Tuesday for the first time since the surge began. No other major operation has yet been attempted there, but, quote, we or the Iraqis are going to have to fight them, unquote, one U.S. officer said. According to a British source, plans are in hand for the possible southwards deployment of 6,000 U.S. troops to compensate for Britain's phased withdrawal and any upsurge in unrest. Morale is another concern in the Green Zone headquarters. American forces are preparing for a rise in casualties as the crackdown gathers pace. In a message to the troops after he assumed overall command last month, General Petraeus praised their sacrifices while warning of more difficult times, quote-unquote, to come. Quote, "We serve in Iraq at a critical time. A decisive moment approaches. Shoulder to shoulder with our Iraqi comrades, we will conduct a pivotal campaign to improve security for the Iraqi people. The stakes could not be higher," unquote, General Petraeus said. Quote, "It's amazing how well morale has held up so far," unquote, the former official said. "But the guys know what is being said back home. There's no question morale is being gradually sapped by political debates," unquote. The advisors are also said to be struggling to prevent the politicization of the surge by the Shia-dominated government. The fear is that any security advances may be exploited to further weaken the position of Baghdad's Sunni minority. When Mark Gancos' America returns on RBN, we'll take a further look at this story in reference to what Dr. Michael Schwartz was talking about yesterday on this program. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can give me a call today at 1-800-313-9443. If you have any questions or comments in regard to any of these news stories, that's 1-800-313-9443. You can also support RBN by contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org or at rbnlive.com. And that support can also be conveyed to us by giving the office a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. And then getting back to this news story that we were taking a look at before the break, The Guardian today has Simon Tisdall's post entitled, U.S. Commanders Admit We Face a Vietnam-Style Collapse. And as I continue to read from the text of this story, for those of you who are listening to yesterday's show, Dr. Michael Schwartz was on this program. He's a director of global studies at up in New York at a university that is one of the most significant in the country, as I understand it, in regard to delving into the whole issues surrounding this Middle Eastern conflict. But Dr. Michael Schwartz was talking specifically about a post that Tom Engelhardt had put up for him at tomdispatch.com on the absolute catastrophe involved in Bush's so-called surge policy. And Dr. Michael Schwartz, I thought yesterday, did a good job of untracking for the rest of us not only the problems between Shiite and Sunni, but also discussing the whole issue of the divisions within the Shiite movement between the so-called Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, or SCIRI, on the one hand, and the folks that are backing Muqtada al-Sadr and his Mahdi army on the other. And this begins to show how difficult, if not impossible, the American situation is in dealing with issues of insurgency and counterinsurgency in that country, for we have basically staked ourselves on the survivability of a central government headed up by a prime minister named al-Maliki, who is himself aligned, or supported at least historically, by al-Sadr's organization, Muqtada al-Sadr's organization, the Mahdi Army. And yet there is a significant amount of Shiite disenchantment with the Mahdi Army coming from the SCIRI people. So the United States is trying to referee that at the same time that you have this Sunni insurgency going. And when you throw the Kurds into the mix of this and what is going on with the Kurds in Turkey and in Iraq and in Iran, as we have reported that today, both from Iran Focus and Yahoo, it is quite clear that we are sitting on a powder keg when there are forces at work in this situation that quite clearly, in conjunction with the exacerbation of these forces by outside foreign powers, will lead inevitably to a wider circumstance that will involve young American men and women in the crossfire of something that's beginning to snowball. The Wall Street Journal, I recognize, is a corporate source, and one might see it as an establishment source, and quite clearly it's tied to corporate banking interests and so forth. But when you look at the Wall Street Journal, they had a piece in the last 2 days on the front page dealing with the larger implications of the Sunni-Shiite divide in the Middle East. And this is an important thing. It's not simply a question of Jews and Arabs or Jews and Palestinians in Palestine, not simply a question of Kurds, not simply a question of those nation states that have governments, as we have in Egypt and Jordan and Saudi, that tend to be more favorable to the United States than, say, the central government in Tehran. But this basic Sunni-Shiite divide is a very, very important thing that the United States has failed to understand. And we'll get back to that after the break. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll continue doing some news stories after the break, as well as discussing some of what happened on yesterday's show and looking at tomorrow's guests as well. Stay tuned.